Hello, everybody. I welcome you to the studio. First, my guests from the American International School of Budapest, Katie, Rudy, and Alex. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Everything's fine. You're interested in the car? A little bit? Yes, I hope so.
This one?
No, not this one. Okay. And here I have my students from Fazekas. Hello, how are you doing?
Hello.
Emesha, Judy, and David. Are you interested in motor cars?
Of course, yeah.
Sure. Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and hello at the back. The
host
and
hello. We are interested in cars.
Yeah. All right, that's great, that's great. If you look at this projector and screen, going to come up the 6 words for today, and I would like you to come up with a couple of good ideas. Benzene follow. It has got nothing to do with the Troya you follow. It's a different kind of thing.
Yes, you know.
Okay. Benzene follow, any ideas?
Nothing.
No. Megérzés?
Feeling.
Kind of feeling.
Intention.
Very clever. Megmentő? No idea.
Escape.
We'll see again.
Escape.
We'll see. Keresztetett?
Crossed.
Crossed. Very good idea. No. Accumulator.
Accumulator.
No. It's a false friend, no. And the last one is Moi Robin Hood.
Modern Robin Hood.
We are going to learn another word for this. Thank you. We're going to come back to this one. Now, I asked you to look through your toy cars, your matchboxes, and choose one and bring that car into the studio. Katie, which one is yours?
The pink one.
The pink one.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put it here. Why did you choose it?
It's pink. It's a Rolls Royce that they used in a puppet series called The Thunderbirds. Lady Penelope drove it. And it's pink, and it's pretty cool. It's got bulletproof glass. So, just in case.
Just in case. Very good.
Six tires.
Is the kind of car you would like to drive when you are a grown-up, when you are an adult?
No, I don't think so.
What is the ideal car you would like to have?
I'd like an Aston Martin Mini.
Why?
It's really cute. It's nothing fancy. It's just really simple. And it's got to be dark green, too.
And when do you think you're going to have your driving license or driver's license?
Hopefully in about 6 months or a year.
You're looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Have you started practicing?
I'm going to.
You're going to?
Yeah.
When?
Tomorrow.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Rudy, your car?
I didn't bring a car.
Why not?
I hate toy cars.
What about real ones?
I love real cars.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Audi A6 Quattro.
And when are you going to start driving?
Well, start when I'm 18. Mm-hmm. It's like the official age in South Africa.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Alex, your car?
The Dick Tracy car.
The Dick Tracy car. Let me have a...
It's at the front. It's next to Katie's pink one.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely.
Thanks.
It's a little one, yes. Why?
Because it's a Dick Tracy police car, and Dick Tracy is cool.
And what is the car you would like to have?
I'm not sure. Either a really old car, or else a really bad car that I can spray paint.
So you would like to have a bad car?
Yeah, an old car because they look, I don't know, they're classy. They look good.
Uh-huh.
I don't really like the new cars that much.
All right. Thank you very much. Emesha?
My is the blue one.
This one?
That one. And I like it because my godfather gave it to me when I was about 5. And I really like it because he has a very great collection of toy cars, and when I was at him, I was really amazed that about that great collection, and he gave it to me, and I really appreciated it.
Yeah, so it was a nice present, this beautiful car, this beautiful blue one.
But once it was beautiful.
Uh-huh. And when do you think you're going to drive?
Well, I hope in a year.
Ah, so everybody is about to start driving. That's interesting. Judy?
Mine is the Jeep. Which is yellow and blue.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it's my brother's. He used to have a lot, and I chose particularly this one because that was for a special game that my father and my brother always played, and my brother loved it really.
Right. It's a nice story again. And you're driving? I mean, are you for driving or not? Very interesting.
Yes, I am. am for driving, but I'm a bit afraid.
Why?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Are you going to start practicing at the age of 17, 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, David?
My toy is the black Mercedes-Benz. Mm, yeah, that's one.
Lovely.
from the 50s. If I was a maniac car collector, I would definitely get one because I really like old-fashioned cars. Otherwise, I would choose Dodge Viper as a sports car.
Mm-hmm. And driving? When?
In a year.
In a year, I think. Okay. So I think it's a very good topic now because we are going to look at different kinds of cars. What is the problem with the motor car? Look at this. And I would like you to look very carefully. Could we have the whole piece when it comes? And yes. And my question is... So what is the problem? What is the advantage and the disadvantage of this Ford Excursion? Alex.
It's big, so you can fit your whole family and your dog and your bird and everything else. And all your luggage when you go on vacation. And also you can go through the forest because you can. It's got probably four-wheel drive.
Yeah, do you think it's fast or it's slow?
It's probably pretty fast. Not that fast.
I think it's pretty fast. And what, well, you've come up all the advantages. Can you come up with one disadvantage?
It's big.
Yeah?
Why Which is an advantage too, because as Judith was saying, it takes up a lot of space to park.
That's one disadvantage. Can you come up with another disadvantage? Just think of your purse. Think of your wallet.
No, it's expensive.
Rudy, right. Sorry?
It must be expensive.
Why?
Because it's like so big and it's a new model, I guess. I don't know.
Yes. And another problem, David?
The wireless fuel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's the problem with it. Now listen at the back. It's a real... You know this word, gas guzzler?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard this word, gas guzzler? It's a fantastic word. You use it... I mean, if somebody drinks a lot and somebody eats a lot, he guzzles. If somebody drinks a lot, what would you say in Hungarian? Drinks quickly and huge amounts.
Alcoholic.
Yes, vedel. And if it's food... Yeah, okay, so it's a real gas guzzler, and that's a problem with this. Right. Okay, now, another question. You're going to meet Mr. Van Toon, the editor-in-chief of Motor Trend magazine, and he's going to talk about this Ford Excursion, and he's going to call it a sports utility vehicle. He's going to say SUV. And he's going to talk about the positive and the negative sides of the SUVs. Now, I would like you to think about and listen to Mr. Van Toon. What does his gut feeling say about the future of SUVs? Gut feeling. When you feel that something is sure but you can't prove it. It's your gut feeling. What would you call it in Hungarian?
Ösztönös
megérzés. Megérzés, very good. Not zsigerérzés, not bélérzés. No. Gut feeling. Very good, megérzés. So what does his gut feeling say about the SUVs? That's for you. And my students from Fazekas, would you please try and catch all the details, how big, how long Ford Excursion is, okay? Could we have the big please?
But here comes the Ford Excursion, the largest SUV on Earth. It's 19 feet long, 7,500 pounds, and has a V10 motor. Is that the biggest? I don't know. My gut feeling says all it's going to take is one big crunch in gas prices. If gas prices jump up 30 cents a gallon and stay there, people are going to run away from those big SUVs as fast as they can.
So, first of all, what does his gut feeling say? Alex?
That all it will take is one big crunch in gas prices.
And what will happen?
That
I'll
take up what?
Rudy?
It'll like need more gas.
Yeah, because it needs so much gas because it's so big.
And it's going to be very expensive, so people are going to just
not buy it.
Yeah, that's it. Basically, that's it. Thank you very much. And could you catch the details, the figures?
19 feet long.
Yes, 19 feet long and
17 pounds, maybe?
75.
75
pounds. £75?
Yeah. Yeah. £7,500.
£7,500. Okay. I believe we are going to have a couple of measures here. So 1 foot, thank you very much. 1 foot equals 30.479 centimeters. Good. Now, the Ford Excursion is 19 feet long. I mean, it's a very simple multiplication. 19 times 30.479. Could you come up with the... Okay, I figured it out, and it's 5.8 meters. It's nearly 6 meters long. Okay? Now, 1 pound is 0.454 kilograms. And the Ford Excursion was 7,500 pounds. So how many kilos do you think?
Round about two.
2 tons?
2 pounds.
No.
Wait, what was the question?
30.
The question is that the Ford Excursion weighs 7,500 pounds. How many kilograms?
30,000 kilograms.
Yes, that's fantastic. It's 3,405 kilograms. So it's 3.4 tons, which is something. Okay, and the last one is the U.S. gallon. It equals 3.785 liters. Okay, great. So you learned something, haven't you? Please, I hope so. Okay, now we are going to watch another car. And my question is very, very simple. What kind of a car is it? Shall we have it?
No, it's
not. Oh!
So? It uses electric power.
Will you say it again, David?
It uses electric power.
Yes, so it's an electric car.
Yeah.
Right. Why isn't the electric car the savior of the auto industry? I mean, we've said that the gasoline car, the gasoline engine needs a lot of petrol, needs a lot of gas, and it's not environment friendly, and there are lots of problems. Why don't we use the electric car? Got any idea? Why isn't it the savior? Save somebody from a dangerous situation, save somebody from trouble? No idea? Now the answer is here. Can we have the next bit?
The electric car was once seen as the savior of the auto industry, but it will never change the status quo until someone figures out a way to make it run more than 90 kilometers at a time.
So what's the problem?
It goes too slow.
Kate?
It's quite slow.
No,
it can't go.
It can only go 90 kilometers at a time, so you have to keep recharging it.
That's the problem. It can go 90 kilometers at a time, and then you have to plug it in and recharge it. And people just don't like
it.
Like
in my car.
People just don't like it.
Charged.
Okay, now, the present situation is that we might have an engine we could call a hybrid or a hybrid car. Hybrid. I need my American guest, the help of the hybrid.
It's like a mix. It's like not a purebred.
Absolutely wonderful. So what is the definition for hybrid, Alex?
A mix of two different kinds of something.
Right.
Yeah, like if you have two different animals and they have a baby, then you've got a hybrid.
That's exactly.
And all right, girl.
Sure, fantastic. And which consists of a mixture of two or three different things. Right? That's a hybrid. And we are going to talk about a hybrid car. And I would like you to look at this because it's going to come out pretty soon.
What we're seeing coming, though, is what they call hybrid cars. It's a gasoline motor that has an electric motor also in the car. You pump gasoline in the tank, the gasoline motor recharges the batteries, and the car is essentially an electric car that has a gasoline motor recharging the batteries. The great thing about it is you don't have to plug it in.
Right. So first I would like you, Rudy, to say it in English, to sum it up in English. So what is it going to be like?
I wasn't listening. Sorry.
You missed it? Okay.
Yeah.
Katie?
Well, a mixture of the best components from like a lot of different cars that they can put into one to give an optimal sort of
What about the battery?
The battery.
Can you come, yeah, Alex, can you put anything to it?
That there's an electric battery, but it's there's gas that helps it recharge, right. So you don't need to plug it in.
Right. Anybody from my students in Hungarian, Judy?
Az elektromos és a benzinnel működő autók összeegyeztetése lesz.
How? David?
Az akkumulátorokat szerintem a gázzal fogják újra feltölteni, a gáz segítségével.
Okay. Would you like to have a car like this?
No.
No.
Well, yeah.
Why? What does your gut feeling say? Why not?
Too complicated.
Yeah, I'd like a car like that.
Why?
because it's environmentally friendly and it doesn't seem that much harder than just having a normal car. Because you still.
Cheap.
Yeah, and you still fill it up with petrol, but you probably don't use as much because there's an electrical battery and you don't have to plug it in, so I don't really see why.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. To me,
yeah.
It seems
yeah.
to be a very, very good idea. Yeah. Right. How about something, again, something which is not science fiction, and I'm just going to show you a card, and I would like you to come
That's
up with
cool.
a couple of ideas. Voice-activated software
That's
in
really
the
cool.
car.
I want that.
You want that, Alex, but
yeah.
what is it?
You talk to your car and it does stuff for you.
Yeah.
Oh, what
we
do you think you're going to you're going to say?
You can have a map and it will tell you, yeah, you say where you want to go and it will show you on the map which route to take.
But also if you're lonely, like if you're alone in the car.
Maybe we say again?
If you're lonely, like
you can
maybe talk yeah, alone in the car, like you might have some company.
Right. It's not just talking.
Yeah,
I mean, okay, so you are going to see something like this. A voice-activated software in the car. And also my question is, car companies are going to offer cars like this. What extras are car companies offering now? It's again reality. What are the extras? Could you listen to this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, could we have this?
The automobile has not escaped the internet's reach. Car companies are beginning to offer web access in some new vehicles where drivers will eventually get email, weather, traffic, and sports updates. Some will offer voice-activated software so that a virtual voice will read back the information.
Welcome to Calendar. Would you like to hear instructions, read your calendar, or exit?
So, what are the extras? Amesha, could you catch the extras?
They get information. I mean, if you sit in the car, you can get information about weather, the traffic, you can get your emails.
Sports,
yeah.
Well, sports updates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Updates, the most recent news. Sports updates, weather updates. What else? You said
email.
Wonderful.
Traffic
updates,
yeah.
Again, traffic situation.
And it will be a calendar, something like
yeah.
a calendar.
Right. Would you like to have a car like this?
Can't you just listen to the news?
Yeah.
Say, I want the news, because it's a voice-activated software, and the news comes.
Yeah, but I think that instead of spending so much money, you can just take your hand and turn the little knob
yeah.
to the radio.
Well, then they... It's a good idea, but
it's cool that you can check your email, though.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be able to sell those cars then. So
yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. All right, now comes the future. And we've got a fantastic plan, David's plan, about the car. Now, this is David's work. Congratulations.
Thank you.
David, what we need is a little bit... That's fantastic, isn't it? I can't believe this guy. Could you just...
It's cool.
It's David.
Sure. That's cool, man.
Isn't it? So could you just explain? Oh, you can come here and explain. Come here, stand next to this.
So, when I designed this car, I definitely take in consideration streamlines, because I think in 20 or 30 years, streamlines will be very important, and not only in SUVs.
SUVs. Could turn to the
yeah.
guys. Yeah.
And, what should I say? The fuel will be water or electric power. There will be a constant connection between the car and the satellite, so there will be a map inside it. There are no side mirrors, because perhaps there will be screens inside the car. It will have voice activated
software. And what else? And what about it's streamlined? And it looks to me as if it was a beetle, a kind of classic body.
I think in 20 or 30 years, people are gonna find well, very boring these futuristic shapes and forms. So I think they're gonna turn back in time and think about the old the other shapes. So like from the 50s or 60s, as you can see this line, it's you can find it in any car from the 50s.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah,
that's great. Thank you very much. Thank you, David. Congratulations. Now, we are going to have smart cars. Smart cars. Smart. Can you come up with a synonym?
Not nice.
Not really.
Intelligent.
Intelligent, thank you. Smart has a lot of meanings, and one meaning is intelligent. Intelligent cars. Why are they intelligent? Okay, shall we have the bit, please?
To control.
Cars may one day be able to drive themselves down these so-called smart ways, along which they are tracked and guided by sensors in the road. Smart cars will also be able to sense one another and maintain their distance, avoiding accidents.
Could you sum it up in Hungarian? Emerson, now it's your turn.
Hát igen, és hogy, hogy az autó felkomad az utakon, nem kell nekünk vezetni az autó, hanem menne magától, és hogyha valami előtte van, közvetlenül előtt, akkor megállna érzékelni és kikerülni.
Do you like this idea?
Yeah. They would recognize each other. I mean, they would sense that there's another car.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Now comes a real science fiction, or is it science fiction? That's the question. Is it the stuff of science fiction or reality? Could we have that bit? Look at this. What's going on? So what was it?
UFO.
Good guess. Good guess. UFO?
Like a flying car.
Flying. Have you ever heard of the flying car?
Yeah.
Right. Now, Wright, and it gives me the idea of the Wright brothers. Have you ever heard of the Wright brothers?
Yeah.
What do you know about the Wright brothers?
Didn't they make the first plane or
something? The airplane.
Yeah.
When?
A long time ago.
Yeah, 1903.
Yeah.
1903 at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, two American engineers, Wilbur Wright and the
Orville.
Other one just come.
Orville.
Thank you very much. Orville and Wilbur Wright. And they designed and flew the world's first aeroplane. Now the question is pretty simple. What is in common? You're going to meet Paul Moller, a designer of the Sky Car. What do Paul Moller and the Wright brothers have in common? Okay, could we have the last bit, please? And it's going to be about the Sky Car and the problems with Sky Car.
Once the stuff of science fiction, the flying car is fast becoming a reality at Moller International in California. Paul Moller has been working on flying car prototypes for 30 years and is now getting attention for his M400 Sky Car. In 1989, like a latter-day Wright brother, he managed to take to the air for several minutes, but the design proved bulky, sending him back to the drawing board.
Okay, so what do they have in common, the Wright brothers and Paul Moller? Judy?
Designing the prototypes of...
That's one thing. And what is the other thing?
They want to fly.
They wanted to fly, and they actually flew.
They succeeded.
They succeeded in flying. They succeeded in spending a couple of minutes in the air. What is the problem with Paul Moller's flying car?
It's too bulky.
Too cumbersome. You remember the word from last time?
Yeah.
Too bulky. Too heavy. Too difficult to manage, to steer. So it needs a little bit of work, unfortunately, on it. Okay, so we have a couple of words, I believe, and it's going to come up here. And guys at the back, I hope you've learned something. Benzene follow.
Gas guzzler.
I can't believe it. Fantastic. Gas guzzler. It's a nice word. Once you've learned it, you will never ever forget it. Gas guzzler. Good. Yes, here we go. Megérzés.
Gut feeling.
Gut feeling. This is your gut here, and the feeling is here. So it's got nothing to do with the intellect. Gut feeling. Good. Megmentor.
Savior.
Savior. And Jesus Christ is called the Savior, by the way. Yes. Keresztetet.
Hybrid.
Hybrid.
Your pronunciation is fantastic. Hybrid. Yes. Accumulator?
Battery.
Battery. And the last one is going to be My Robin Hood. Latter Day Robin Hood, like Latter Day Bride Brother. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Pezsgő, lüktető metropoliszok, zegzugos utcák, hatalmas sugárutak, végtelen betondzsungelek és apró ékszeres dobozok. Járjuk be együtt bolygónk különleges helyeit. Színes városok. Ma 17 óra 20 perckor az M2-n.
Agyos folyó lovasa. Én erre készültem egész életemben. Találkozott már McGregorral? A híres fagyos folyó lovasával. Róla nevezték el a versenyt.
Ki ne ismerné a fagyos folyó lovasát?
Egy olyan nincs talán cowboynak, mint én, esélye sincs az ilyenekkel szemben.
Mindenki titokzatoskodik a városban.
A nulláról kell kezdenünk.
A fagyos folyó lovasa. Hétfőtől minden hétköznap az M2-n.